Please be comfortable and take the time to give some care to where you're going to be, turning off and plugging in what needs to be turned off and plugged in. And if there's any way you can make it more comfortable in terms of being able to hear well, headphones or not headphones. And from the very beginning, if we can really get the sense that we're not here to try to improve ourselves or fix something that's wrong with ourselves, but to give a chance to discover what is important, and also just what is. So not trying to come here and be someone else, but to discover your own way of falling into the lap of life, of connecting with what's real. Of getting underneath all our different adopted opinions and belief systems to some kind of innocence, an adventurous, childlike willingness to be here in our lives. And maybe a question for today is, what do you want? In your life, in your lifetime, your lifespan. Among all the different wants that we might live with, what do we really want? And maybe considering in there might be a wish sometimes, a lot of times, for safety. And also there might be a wish in there for freedom. And if you'd like to choose one or the other, if there's more of an interest in feeling the safety, if that feels more appropriate for today, or if there's some kind of interest in feeling into what freedom feels like, what freedom is, getting to know our interest, our willingness for freedom, or our interest and willingness for safety. And just for a couple of minutes as we settle in, longer if you like, all day if you like, either getting a feeling of something you can feel in your body or hear or see that feels safe, to feel or hear or see. Or remembering a time that feeling safe. Or feeling somewhere in your body that feels free. Or what you might hear or see that gives a feeling of freedom. So for example, is there some part of the breath, the breathing process and sensations that feels more freeing or free? That reminds you of freedom? Or if you can't really feel your body, so through listening or opening your eyes and letting your eyes roam around and land somewhere. Or it could be in the roaming, in the moving of the eyes freely, that you get a sense of freedom. Or just remembering a time that you felt free, just for a minute or two more, if you like, as we settle. And as usual, I'll be giving more guidance along the lines of feeling the body as our way of coming out of the habit thinking. But if it's hard for you to feel your body, then you have those other avenues of direct perception of sound. So hearing, relaxing and hearing. Or relaxing and letting your eyes receive light, receive color. And just through your own experience, getting the sense of the difference between just the sound itself or just the color itself. And all the kind of smoke-like reactions in the mind in response to the sound itself or the colors themselves. And just simply enjoying the relief of noticing that those are two different streams of experience. The direct sensations or sounds or colors. Maybe like the flame and then all of the thinking that comes in response to the perception. Like smoke coming off a fire. It's something else, related but different. So perhaps a couple of out-breaths could be worth playing with, maybe as if we had a kind of Play-Doh or something elastic that we could just let it stretch out a little bit by itself. A little bit longer out-breath, if you like. As if you had a little bit more time and you were pouring water out of a jug and you had enough time to just pour all the water out of the jug. And then just letting your body and breath be at ease. It can be interesting to play with feeling with the out-breath and the time that happens just after the out-breath, before the in-breath. Just noticing what, if any, thoughts go on. Really allowing the out-breath to flow out without pushing, just like a small waterfall pouring into a little pool. Enjoying the flow. And just noticing in the end of the out-breath and just after that, if there are thoughts. Or if it's more difficult to pick up a thought in that space after the out-breath. And then welcoming yourself into your own skin. Perhaps feeling that surface of your body, that interface. And noticing where you feel more comfortable resting in your own skin. So if you're allowed to feel the whole volume of your body, the surface and the depths, the movements and temperatures and textures. As if it's a whole inner landscape and a child has just discovered a way in to this kind of secret garden. And she or he can go wherever she likes safely. Where do you feel drawn to go and connect and rest? And sometimes it may feel like there's nowhere restful. And in that case, it could be interesting to feel the back of your body and feel or imagine as if you're resting, whether lying or sitting, standing or moving, in a place that you feel really good. Your bed or beach, grass. Lover's arms. and resting and connecting as if towards sleep. So kind of abandoning persona, trying to be good, or trying to be a rebel, or whatever program is running, letting it run out of steam. As if the batteries on all of that programming are just running out of juice. Resting in contact with and receiving the sensations somewhere in your body, and your body on the ground as if you're in a favorite place where you feel safe enough to let go of presenting or trying or pushing away. As if towards sleep. But safe enough to actually feel a different kind of aliveness, not so much excitement, but as if we would, by closing the outer eyes and as going as if towards sleep, resting into the body resting into the ground. And our attention allowed to go somewhere that feels good enough. And our way of bringing the attention also appropriate. So whether it's more focused or more spacious, more loose, a thread or a cloud. Or more like as if you're putting your hand there, but just the hand of attention, the hand of receiving sensation. So the body on the ground and the consciousness within the body and receiving presence within the body on the ground. Gentle and giving, way of attending. A gentle, giving way of paying attention, of receiving sensation. Or sound or color. Forgiving and also persistent. So relaxed and at ease that there's no need to give up also when it doesn't go well. So relaxed into the fact that we're already here, there's already a body, the body's already on the ground, already alive and sensitive, and now. And noticing how many times there's an interrupting of our paying attention. It doesn't need to disturb us It can be even something to celebrate that we're able to notice how many times a thought or an emotion or a sound is interrupting our restful receiving. Noticing that there are interruptions can be part of refining, part of being more awake to what's going on. So just such a relaxed presence, receiving. That would be like even if our internet connection were terrible. No problem. We as if we're not expecting it to be what it isn't. The sound is breaking up, but we can still hear something. We can let our body be heavy and kind of pour into the ground. Relaxing, because we don't need to try to be another person from what we are. Discovering within this whole mass of experiences that we call myself, exactly as it is. Discovering what life is right in here. Through just this simple receiving presence, somewhere in the body or with sound or color. For now. And please don't be in a hurry. Don't think you've got it wrong. And others are better or whatever. Just let those thoughts that might come be like clouds way up there in the sky doing their own thing. Not your problem. Nothing really to do with. What we're doing here, right inside. Welcome in our own skin. If you can feel your body, but it's still, you find it hard to find a place or a way of approaching or receiving. So it could just be nice to rest into the back of your body and maybe place a hand on your chest or belly or leg. And feeling that place of contact. really, really gently. Noticing that there are sensations that are received, that are felt. And it's not an abstract thing. There is actual warmth and coolness and texture. There's heavy and light. There might be movement or vibration. And that's different from a thought. It's a cell, a group of cells feeling themselves. They're already capable of that just now spark of feeling. And even though it's that simple, the whole simple experience is just filled with mystery because also it's so simple, but we can't catch it. It's here and gone at the same instant. And maybe the more we relax, the more we can feel. We can let it be here and gone. So surprising. But if we really let it be that here and gone, that impossible to catch, we let it be. Even the feeling of solid is not really solid. It's here and gone. And different from thinking about it. And just enjoying the relief of noticing the difference between that sensation that's here and gone and that thinking that comes just afterwards about the sensation. Just noticing the difference. And when we really experience that here and gone, instantaneous, uncatchable life, we're really in, it's a kind of communion. That doesn't deny that specific, detailed experience in form, but is also open to something beyond the specifics and the details. And if you wish, as we come towards the close of this session, you could first of all feel if you want to end now, or if you have time to stay quiet for a few more minutes or half an hour longer. And if you like, on the next out breath or in breath, just feeling what you might wish for your lifetime, lifespan, what's important, what's your calling. And whether that's just a feeling or whether you have a name for it in words or an image for it, why not just full-heartedly wishing that for this lifetime, this mysterious kind of game of jump rope that we find ourselves in the middle of, that's ongoing, that we didn't create with our hands. May it be a fulfilled human life, simple and mysterious. And from there, flowing on and outward in all directions, what is your wish for this world? this strange, intense, and beautiful world. Full of tenderness and powers beyond imagining. May there be peace on earth. May there be peace on earth. May there be peace everywhere.